Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining Your Future Is Now. We are sponsored by speakerspathway.com. And today, Dandy Don and I are together. We're out in both of his studios. I'm in studio number two. He's in studio number one. We're in Colorado Springs, Colorado, broadcasting live. And our producer, Mr. Ben, he is in the big city of Tyler, Texas. That's where studio number one is, and that's where we broadcast from, is Toganet Radio. We're so thankful that you're here. We got a power-packed show for you today. And last week, Dandy Don and I, we had a tremendous guest on, the CEO, the boss lady of Network Together. And Dandy Don, how are you doing over there in studio one? And tell us a little bit about, you know, Sean Jones and our visit with her last week.
Doing fantastic, Jim. So happy for us to be together. And we've been together for over a week, right? It's probably like a week and a half that we've been together. And we were in Phoenix last week and attended the iNetwork Expo and had time to spend some time with Sean Jones. And it was absolutely a fantastic interview with her. Loved having her on the show. She talked about being on the women's panel at iNetwork Expo, and shared with us some real gems of her background and how they came to start Network Together.
She absolutely did. Her and her husband, Robert. Robert is the president and the founder of Network Together. And in their organization, it's just growing exponentially. They're already up in Salt Lake City, Utah. They've expanded down to Tucson, Arizona. They're looking to come up to Colorado. And if you'd like to know more about these folks and what they're doing, they have a very, very special theme, a very, very special network. They have over 4,000 members there in Phoenix. You can go to networktogether.net. Or if you'd like to know more about the iNetwork Expo that comes up every couple of months, go to inetworkexpo.com. And they'll give you all the information there. You get a chance to see who Robert and Sean is. They're wonderful people, and we're just so thankful to be affiliated with them. And you know, Don, we got a very special guest on today. You have worked very closely with this gentleman. And would you be kind enough to tell us a little bit about Kevin and what you've been doing and introduce him and bring him on the show?
Absolutely. So I think it's been about 8 weeks now that I've been working with the members of the Northern Colorado Springs Rotary, and we're doing an event. In fact, it's tomorrow. So we've been working on this for 8 weeks, and there are 7 speakers who volunteer to give talks on a Rotary-themed topic at this event. I've been training them for about 8 weeks, and it's been a fantastic experience. And so Kevin is one of the speakers, and I've really, really enjoyed working with Kevin. You got to meet Kevin. He was here at our house. You met him at the Rotary. We went to the Rotary meeting this week. And so just love what Kevin's doing, and I'm so happy to have you, Kevin, on the show. So welcome to the show.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, Kevin, we're very glad you're here and, you know, just working with you. And Dandy Don, I got to tell you a little secret about him. We've been together, like you said, for about a week and a half or going on 2 weeks, and he still likes me. So that says a lot about him. But just Thursday night, I think it was, he says, "Oh, Jim, you're going to be the MC there all day long." And I says, "Oh, okay." But I thought that's very nice of him to let me know I'm going to be the MC there. So I'll be announcing all the speakers and coordinating everything. Really looking forward to it. Kevin, would you be so kind as to give us an introduction about what your talk is going to be there at the Rotary, please, sir?
So my talk is going to be how to turn your retirement story from fear and uncertainty to happily ever after.
Wow, that's amazing. And a lot of senior citizens are worried about that, aren't they?
Well, you know, Jim, the number one fear that seniors and most people have, actually, is outliving their money. The challenge is we're young, we're healthy, we're living longer than we have before, and even financial planners are saying we should plan for up to 30 years in retirement. When Social Security first came out, the average age of a life expectancy was 65. Of course, that's increased dramatically over the years.
Yes, it has. And I remember just the other night you were telling us about a gentleman that is 68 years of age. He doesn't have any type of retirement, any type of savings, and he really cannot find a job. That's horrible, isn't it?
It's so sad. That's one of the things we see is as people get older, you know, we all think we can live and work forever, mm-hmm. and yet age catches up with everybody, and mm-hmm. none of us... In his case, he had planned to keep working, but he literally can't find a job right now. And in fact, it's so interesting because we have a hot job market. You would think now would be the time that anybody could find a job, but this particular gentleman's really struggling. In his case, his wife had gotten sick and died, and to care for her, he had depleted his 401k and IRA,
wow.
and he's basically destitute at this point.
Gee, I really hate to hear that because, you know, it's really sad in our world today because just because a certain person or a person has a certain number attached to their name, like I'm going to be 71 here in a few days. But my point being, what about the lifetime of knowledge and experience? And Dandy Don, I know in your career, you experienced a wealth of information, a wealth of experience, even though you're a doctor, you got a doctor's degree. You know, experience is something that people can't buy. Isn't that right?
Experience is something that people can't buy. But one of the challenges, I think, in any kind of a technical career is staying up with the change. The rate of change now is so fast that it becomes increasingly hard to stay really sharp, you know, in a technical role. And I think that makes it very, very difficult.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, the other thing, too, along with that, is if you've got an older gentleman who has the experience but is also at a higher wage, and you got a young whippersnapper just coming out of college, and you can hire them for less, a lot of companies go with a cheaper option.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a statistic that I learned from working with you, Kevin, on we went to the library. We really just had a great session working on your talk. But one of the statistics that stuck with me was that a study showed that 95% of us will outlive our money.
It's really
that
hard
to me
to
is
believe.
Staggering.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, it points to think about this. The baby boomers were the first generation that had to fund their own retirement. Our generation, by and large, doesn't have pensions. Our parents had pensions. Companies offered pensions, but today that isn't the case. So a lot of the expense of work or funding your retirement or funding your health care has shifted to the worker. And it's just hard for people to keep up with everything. Inflation, all these expenses, all these things that hit us, life, right? Unexpected things happen in life that we're not prepared for, and it takes its toll.
It certainly does. And, you know, one of the things that Don and I have been able to accomplish here, and we're very, very grateful for it, is that when people are looking to create a business online or, you know, trying to, you know, remain gainfully employed, and we have created the speakerspathway.com, and this allows a person to be able to, you know, learn how to become a business person, whether they're an author, whether they're a coach, whether they're a speaker, whatever it is. And, you know, Dandy Don, I'm very, very blessed, and I know you feel the same way, that this mission was dropped in our laps, wasn't it, sir?
Yeah, it just kind of and continues to blossom and teach us where we need to go. Right. That's what's been really wonderful about this journey is following the energy of where this journey is going and being able to serve people. It's absolutely been wonderful journey.
It really has been, because we've had, since we're speakers, and I don't want to take much away from Kevin's time, and we'll get off of this in just a moment. But as speakers, we've been asked over and over and over again about, can you get us on stage? And Don and I, we're going to be bringing to the speakers, we're going to be creating a webinar in the future to be able to teach people how they can get on stage without paying a lot of money and all that. So this is an avenue that's open for people that's out there that maybe, you know, they're too old, or maybe they've been replaced by a younger worker, as Kevin was saying. But Kevin, what are some of the, we got about 1 minute for a commercial, but what are some of the options out there for a senior citizen and a homeowner?
Well, if I could just put a plug in for Speakers Pathway, I was fortunate to be able to attend one of the trainings you did in Colorado Springs earlier this year, and I just felt it was so time well spent. Great speakers, great information. It kind of gave me the it's well named, Speakers Pathway, because you're showing us a pathway on how we can get on stage and share the information and knowledge that we have. And there's several options available for seniors. People can buy a home with this special financing program we have. They can eliminate their mandatory monthly mortgage payment. They can receive, be paid, their home can pay them with equity, three ways, lump sum, line of credit, or monthly payments. So there's lots of different ways people can open up their equity to increase and improve their lifestyle.
That's amazing, because we're getting ready to break for a commercial, but you're going to be able to explain all those different options during the programs after we come back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. And also on behalf of Don, you know, Kevin, we just want to thank you for the very kind words you said about us and the work that we do at speakerspathway.com, because this is our heart. This is our passion. This is what we love to do. And Dandy Don, I tell you, I couldn't do it without you, my man. I really couldn't.
I couldn't do it without you either. It's we've been spending so much time together. It's like we've been creating such great stuff together.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Hear about Wesley, the golden retriever puppy from Michigan that was fitted with braces? Before you think this is a bona fide insanity, Wesley was born with teeth that were so crooked he couldn't shut his mouth all the way. This was affecting his ability to eat properly. So his owners took him to the Harborfront Hospital for Animals and Veterinary Dental Solutions, where a doggy orthodontist prescribed him a set of braces. And now, pictures of Wesley smiling with his bright, shiny braces have been circling the internet. With all that metal wrapped around their teeth, some would think that most dogs would become Bruxellmaniacs, but not Wesley. He doesn't mind the braces at all and is now able to eat his food with gusto. A Bruxellmaniac is someone with an uncontrollable urge to grind their teeth.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant, your host. I'm also the co-founder of thespeakerspathway.com. And with me, I've also got my business partner, co-founder, Dandy Don McGrath. He is a co-founder of speakerspathway.com. And during the break, Dandy Don, Kevin was sharing something with us that just went like, oh my goodness, didn't he?
It did. And I got to learn actually a lot about this because I worked with Kevin in crafting the talk that he's going to give tomorrow. And I just learned so, so very much. And it's such a cool program that he has to offer. I think for people who are in that situation where they are struggling with cash flow and having money to live, and that yet they own a home, it's a fantastic option. So, Kevin, tell us more.
You know, one of the aspects of the program, the senior financing options for homeowners, is people can buy a house with this program. And what that does is it allows them to increase their purchasing power by 40%. So I live in Colorado, and real estate is just exploding here. Prices are skyrocketing. And I was just up in Denver this morning speaking at a Rotary Club, and one of the realtors in the room said, you know, I have a client who used that program. The only way she could afford to stay in Denver was to use this program so that she could not have – she had to get away from going up and down the stairs, which is common for a lot of seniors. They want the single-level living. They like the maintenance-free home where they don't have to plow the snow or mow the grass. And they can just, if they travel, they can lock it up and go, and it's safe and secure. So I think about a couple that I helped a few years back, Bill and Sharon. I think I told you about these guys, Don.
Yes. Yes, you did. Tremendous. Tell the rest of the folks about it.
So these guys were moving from Arkansas back to Colorado to live closer to their family. And this is exactly what they wanted. Single level living, maintenance free, they wanted to be sure they didn't deplete all their cash, so they made a 60% down payment. The program put up 40%, and they were able to buy a home and not have a mandatory monthly mortgage payment. And I remember talking with Bill as Sharon walked out of the room, and he said, you know, I'm not in the best of health. In fact, I have to have oxygen living at the Colorado altitude, and it's likely that I'm going to precede my wife in death. And I just want to be sure that she's going to be okay when I'm gone. And by that, he meant stay in their home, not have a mortgage payment, and be able to live out her days with just one income because he would not be there anymore. Well, sure enough, that's exactly what happened. We closed in 30 days. About, I'd say 5 months later, I get a phone call. It's Sharon on the phone telling me that her husband had passed. And she said, now, you had told us if we stayed in a home for at least 6 months a year, our primary home, if we pay the property taxes, we pay the homeowner's insurance, maintain the home, we could stay here and not have a mandatory monthly mortgage payment. Is that true? And I said, sure, that's true. She goes, oh, that's good. She breathed a sigh of relief. She goes, because this is the only way I can remain in my home with just one income. So, you know, we talk about opportunities for people and life-changing events that happen. This truly changed their lives. And so that's the power of the program. I have another story if we have time.
Sure. Go right ahead, sir.
Robert and Regina were referred to me by a friend, and they had lived out in the country and had 40 acres. And they just got to the point in their lives where they couldn't maintain their property anymore. And it was a high-end home and such. So anyway, it finally sold. Some people from California came and bought it, loved it. And then they moved a little bit closer to town, and they got exactly what they wanted. They got a beautiful home. They didn't have to use all their cash. They got the ability to come and go as they needed to. In other words, they weren't tied to the property where they had to stay before, where they had animals and stuff. So long story short, very similar example. They wanted a maintenance-free opportunity. They didn't need the single-level living. They had stairs, which was fine for their situation. But the big thing is they didn't have to use all their cash, and now they don't have a mandatory monthly mortgage payment. Because with this program, the house owes the money, not a person. It's very unique. It's called a non-recourse loan.
That sounds very interesting. So I'm sitting here listening to you, Kevin. I was wondering, and probably a lot of people that are listening to the show will probably wonder, how hard is it to qualify for one of these programs or this program that you're talking about?
That's a great question, Jim. So it's actually easier to qualify than normal financing. We do have to be sure that people can afford to pay the property taxes and homeowners insurance and have money for maintenance for the home. But it's easier to qualify than a traditional financing. Let's just put it that way. It's not as hard as you would think.
That's really amazing, because I know some people in my age group, baby boomers, and I can see where this would be a tremendous advantage for them. And Andy Don, you know, you and I both, we've had our eyes opened by Robert on this, haven't we? Or by Kevin, excuse me. I keep calling you Robert for some reason. I think about Robert Jones. Forgive me.
Yeah, I was so blessed to get an education myself on this by working with Kevin on his talk, and it really just astounded me. I didn't know anything about this. So, you know, right now we're not in this situation where this would be useful, but it's in the back of my mind that if I end up there, or actually Sylvia and I were out on our dog walk today with the goose, and she was talking about someone that she knows that lives in New Jersey, their home, you know, they're looking to trying to sell their home, and they're kind of stuck. The property taxes are really high. They're going into debt to stay in that home. And we're like, wow. I was saying, wow, I wonder if such a program might be useful for them.
It would. And what we find, Jim and Don, is as people age, they've lived in their home for a long time. They may have some deferred maintenance. One of the two of the couple may not be able to do the stairs, or sometimes the wife just says, I don't want to clean this big house anymore. We only live in part of a house. So this is an opportunity for these folks to increase their purchasing power, live in a newer, updated home with better amenities in a part of town that they want to live in. Sometimes the neighborhoods change, you know, when you've lived there a long time, and seniors may not always feel safe where they're living. So as I said, this can really be a game changer, but I'm out to educate people about it because a lot of people don't even know they can do this. I'll give you a quick story. I was talking to a realtor one time, and we were going back and forth, and he had a client, and he said, so somebody can use this program to, they're going to buy a house and they'll get this program. I said, no, they can buy a house with this program. We went several iterations of this, and finally he understood that this is special financing that's available to seniors when they buy a home. So it's not just for refinances. It's really a great tool.
That's amazing, because as you were sitting there, you know, explaining it with us, I visualize someone could be able to downsize from a huge house if the wife says, listen, this is just getting ridiculous. I'm just a slave to cleaning this house. I want to downsize, but I also want to upgrade into another neighborhood. That's a huge benefit for folks, isn't it?
It really is. The term I like, Jim, is right size, because actually a third of people move up. They move up. Yeah. They don't downsize. So whatever right size means for people, whether it's moving up or going down, it's finding this home that fits the stage of life.
Yeah, that's very, very important. And, you know, I tell you, here in Don's house, he has a beautiful home here in Colorado Springs, and it's him and his wife and the goose. And Don, tell us a little bit about the goose for the people out there, the way he likes to play banjo. He's a beautiful dog.
So as we were getting ready to do the show, we're getting all set up. I'm in one place, Jim's in another place, and I have a banjo on a stand, and my wife has a mandolin on a stand by our fireplace, and the goose likes to go over to it, strum the banjo with his nose, and then howl. Well, wouldn't you know, like 2 minutes before we start, I had to go take the banjo and put it up on a shelf because he started.
Yeah, because I was thinking,
playing dog.
Yeah,
yeah, he wants attention. He wants, and Jim gives him attention in the form of bacon every day. He loves when Jim is, he went looking for Jim this morning, and Jim brings him bacon every morning when he comes.
Oh my goodness, he is such a beautiful pet. And we're animal lovers here, as a lot of people listening in are. And you know, I has had to share that with you, get Don to share that with you, because right before, like I say, about 2 minutes before we went live, we've only got a couple minutes, and I'm going to have give Kevin a chance to be able to tell us what's going to come up after the break. But he started howling, and I'm going like, oh, we're going to sound like a some type of a hoot nanny here this morning.
Goosey
nanny. Yeah, goosey nanny. There you go. Well, we got about 2 minutes before we have to go to commercial, break for commercial. But Kevin, what are some of the things you're going to be discussing with the folks and sharing with them after we come back from break? Would you be kind enough to share that with us, sir?
Sure. One last thing about buying a home with this program is, as people age, they often want to live closer to their family. And so this is a big draw. I have a client right now that's moving from here to Alabama for that very reason. And so it just really what it comes down to is it offers people flexibility. And as we talked about, increasing their purchasing power, et cetera. So a couple other things we can visit about are we can eliminate someone's mandatory monthly mortgage payment. That's a big use of the program. I have some stories about that I can share if you'd like. And then other one is just how, if you have enough equity in your home, how your home can start paying you. Lump sum, monthly payments, or line of credit, all tax-free.
Wow.
Wow.
Have an
Who
income
likes
like that.
You like tax-free, Jim?
Oh yeah, yeah, I sure do, because that's one of the few times you can have tax free income that I know of. Because I know that I've always, you know, everything that I've earned in my life has been taxable. They don't. The IRS doesn't buy the Jim Grant Foundation for some reason.
Well, Jim, we all have three buckets that we draw from: income or wages is one, assets or investments are two. And then equity is three. And if people are willing to look at equity, it just allows everything to last longer. People have more money they have access to.
Okay, we'll be right back right after these messages. I hear our music starting. That's telling us we got to go to commercial and pay some bills. Thank you.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to SpeakersPathway.com. That is SpeakersPathway.com.
It's merging never heard.
Did you hear about the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge looking for anything it could eat. What's a word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's a word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods.
It's It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. I'm joined by my good friend and business partner. We're the founders of SpeakersPathway.com. SpeakersPathway.com sponsors Your Future Is Now. And we're talking about Your Future Is Now. And Dandy Don, you and I had a vote, and we were both unanimous on eliminating the monthly mortgage payment. Is that correct, sir?
Absolutely. You know, that tends for most people, that is the single biggest expense you have, or the single biggest thing that you spend money on every single month. So who wouldn't want to eliminate your mortgage payment? So Kevin, tell us more about that.
Well, it is the biggest use of this seniors financing program. And the very first person I helped was referred to me by her daughter, who was a client. And I met Carmen. She was 84 years old, about 5 foot nothing, full of energy, full of life, plan to live to 100. So I met with her and I just asked her, I said, Carmen, you know, why are you interested in this? How could this help you? And she said, well, money's a little bit tight, my budget's a little bit tight, but everybody says that. So I said, well, help me understand that a little bit more. And she said, well, to be honest, I have to use credit cards to buy my groceries. And there's this 84-year-old sweet lady, and lived in a duplex, and the other half, she lived in half, the other half was rented out, the half that was rented out paid the mortgage. So as we chatted more and I got to know her, what she said was, you know, if we could do this, it would free up about $1,000 a month for me, and that would just be like a windfall to me every month, so much extra money a month. So that's what happened. We closed, and she gave me a kiss on the cheek at the closing table, and I asked her, I said, well, tell me what this has done for you. And she said, well, you know, actually, I was having trouble sleeping at night. So I was so worried about money, outliving my money. And now I can not worry about it anymore. I can sleep at night. So as we talked, you know, this really changes people's retirement. I mean, her retirement shifted from fear and uncertainty to happily ever after.
That's really amazing. And, you know, one of the things, ladies and gentlemen, that Don and I, we have both seen this in Kevin. He has a labor of love for helping people in situations like that, because helping that little lady he has told us about, being able to lift that burden off of her. I mean, how does that make you feel, Kevin, on the inside? Just,
Jim, it is one of the most rewarding, fulfilling things. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but I used to work in ministry, and my job was to travel the country and raise money for people in poor parts of the world, vulnerable people, to have clean water, medical clinics, schools for their kids, small business loans, etc. That also was very rewarding, but boy, this is right up there with that, because just to see the joy and the relief that we're giving people, that they're going to be okay.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because Dandy Don, I know that you can share with people what it's like whenever we are able to help people and help find their way. And because so many times they've been overpromised, underdelivered, and grossly overcharged. Isn't that right, sir?
It is. And when you could be that person who unlocks something for them. Right. For us, we unlock people's ability to take their expertise and help others. And what Kevin's doing is he's unlocking, helping people to unlock money that they can use to live on. And it's I can only imagine, Kevin, what that feels like to, you know, close a deal and know that that person is going to be taken care of. Absolutely fantastic.
You know, it reminds me of another couple I helped about a year ago. He had just turned 62, and his job situation was a little bit uncertain. So he said, look, I got to do this because I don't want to have a mortgage payment if I get laid off. So that's exactly what happened. We closed, and like within a month or two, he lost his job. but he was okay because he didn't have that big expense of the mortgage payment. Another use, though, that we see for people is if they can do this while they're still working and just shift instead of making a mortgage payment, now they start funding their 401k. So when they're done working, they have no mortgage payment, but they also have a larger 401k to draw from. So they're much stronger going into retirement.
That's really amazing, because one of the things that came to my mind as you were sharing the information with us on the show here is kind of like a financial freedom for the little guy. Because if you get relief from a burden that's, you know, bothering you, like the little lady, you know, having to, you know, charge groceries just to be able to eat, I mean, that's definitely financial freedom for her, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so, it's an underutilized program. It's a misunderstood program. And when people sit down and they are willing to learn about it, here's the reaction. This sounds too good to be true. What's the catch? I'm like, there's no catch. You know, the government is behind this program, and they regulate it, and there's lots of safeguards for seniors. It's been improved over the years, and for the right person, it's a game changer. It's a life changer.
Let me ask you a question, Ken. Yeah, this is, as we're living longer and longer and longer, let's say if someone hits 100 years of age or 101, 105, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the way it's designed is we go off of the age of the youngest person, and the term is to age 150. So they've designed it to where people can outlive it. Now, keep in mind, it has to remain their primary home for at least 6 months a year. They have to pay the property taxes. They have to pay the homeowner's insurance. They have to maintain the home, et cetera. But as long as they do those things, they can stay as long as their life, I guess, because nobody's going to live to age 150, at least not yet.
And if you do not having money, it's probably going to be the least of your worries, you know. or you're going to be like in the next Star Trek film, and you don't have to worry about money, be Yoda or something, right?
Yeah, you know, the thing I get out of this program, listening to it and learning about it too, just like some of the folks listening, this is a helping hand. This is not a handout. That's a huge difference, because this allows a person the freedom of choice and to be able to make the right decision for them in all areas, where they want to live, where they want to move, where they want to upgrade, whatever. But this gives them freedom of choice. And that's simply amazing, isn't it?
Jim, it's amazing, because the way the program is structured, as I said, the house owes the money, not a person. So as taxpayers, that's good news for us. We're not going to be on the hook if people, if they end up owing more than the house is worth at the end. There's insurance that goes with this that makes up any shortfall. So they've really, I'm not a big fan of government programs, to be honest, but they've really thought this through pretty well, to where the lender's going to get all their money, the heirs are going to be fine, they're not going to get a bill at the end, and the homeowner can stay in their home, which is what everybody wants. I'll tell you, when I sit with people, I'll ask them, how long do you plan to live here? Just the other day, 2 days ago, this guy said they're going to take me out feet first. Almost everybody says that they want to live at home as long as they can. They don't want to go live at the assisted living center or whatever. And so that's what this does. This allows people to stay in their home, remain on title, keep their independence, and not have the mandatory monthly mortgage payment.
Wow. I mean, not having a mandatory monthly, because that's usually the biggest expense, you know, it really is. I mean, what a, you know, if you just think, you know, if someone's just thinking right now, if they could live and maintain their home, their standard of living, and they could just eliminate that monthly mortgage payment. Wow. I bet a lot of people are thinking, wait a minute. Now, you know, we got about 3 minutes before we have to break again for a commercial, but if someone would like to know, like, tell me more, and they want to talk to you, Kevin, or contact you, would you be kind enough to share how they can get in touch with you, please?
Sure. So I've got a toll-free number. It's 877-251-9709. Again, it's 877-251-9709. I also have a couple websites. One in particular has a lot of great articles and blogs and videos and information, seniorflexloan.com. Seniorflexloan.com. And people can just go and read about it. And there's testimonies on there, and people can really learn to see if this might be an answer for their situation.
I'm making some notes here because I got to fill out information for, you know, for the show to be published. Would you repeat the phone number again, please, sir?
Sure. 877-251-9709.
That's 877-251-9709?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And yeah, and the website was senior, let me see here,
seniorflexloan. Seniorflexloan.com.
Okay, because that way a lot of people can go there and get educated on it and find out more about this wonderful program. And it really is a wonderful blessing for people to be able to live their life according to their own standard. And that's, I know that that's going to worry a lot of people, especially senior citizens, not knowing whether or not they're going to outlive their money, because there's a 95% chance they will. Isn't that right?
Boston College did a study, and it's shocking that it's that high. But, you know, there's lots of factors that, that go into that. And Boston College is a well-respected institution, and they have a their business school, I believe it is, does a lot of research about retirement. So they're quite a reputable source for this type of data.
That's really amazing when he said that 95%. Dandy, I don't know about you, but that shocked me. How about you, brother?
Yeah, that means virtually everybody, right? Would you?
Yeah.
Would you take that bet?
Yes.
Would you go on 95% odds that you'd lose?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, who's the 5% going to win? I don't know them.
Yeah.
You know, it's
when
really amazing.
When we come
amazing.
Back after the break, I have some stories of people who are just living life, and then life hit them, and they had to use this program just to survive. And I'll tell you a couple stories. It'll just break your heart.
Okay. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Gifts may gladden girls, but they seem to burden guys. That's what a recent study by Live Science says. Women respond with happy gratitude when they receive a present, but when a man unwraps a gift, he immediately feels a sense of obligation to the giver. Even those women who really don't like getting presents are pretty good at faking a smile. What do you call a person who fakes a smile? An exodesiast. According to psychologists, men tend to keep mental notes of what they got from whom and check it against their own generosity. Women, on the other hand, take gift-giving much less seriously. I guess ever since Eve gave Adam the apple, there has been trouble between sexes about gifts. Have you ever unwrapped a G-Food jet? That's another name for any gift you'd just rather put in the garbage.
It's Marching Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're so thankful that you've joined Your Future Is Now. Our show is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. I'm joined by my good friend and business partner, the co-founder of speakerspathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. And before I turn it over to Dandy Don, I just want to say, Dandy, I have really enjoyed the last 2 weeks that we've been together, brother. And for you to still like me, that just speaks volumes. But see, I knew he'd fall over. Hear that?
we've had fun. We had fun on our drive. We had fun at the events. We've been having fun. Everything we do. So yeah, I really appreciate you. I've had a fantastic, fantastic time. Before the break, we were talking about how life can just happen to you, and it does. I mean, life's happened to me. You know, I've had people die in who were in my life. I've had. You know, I've lost my job before. And so life just happens to you. And I remember in talking to Kevin that it happens to everybody. And you know what? It's not your fault. Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. Life just – that's the way it works. And you can't control it. But you can control how you respond. And I know, Kevin, you have some stories to share with us.
Yeah. Yeah. One in particular – I've got three. But the first one I want to share is – this couple, Mike and Sharon, came to me, and they had their house paid off, and she had to have a medical procedure done. And she had gotten some health insurance, some major medical health insurance, had the procedure done, submitted the bills to the insurance company, and then she received the explanation of benefits in the mail, and it says they're going to pay $1,500. And the bill was $179, I think it was. So she calls up the insurance company, and she says, you know, I have this policy, and I submitted these bills from my surgery and $179,000 in bills to the hospital, and so I need to understand why the policy is only paying $1,500. And they said, well, you got to read the fine print. That's all we're going to pay.
Mm.
So they went to their financial planner, and they said, we need to withdraw. The hospital reduced the bill to $104,000. Because they were going to pay cash. And they went to their financial planner and said, we need to withdraw $100,000. And, of course, he was against that because they'd be killing, you know, their future, right, and impacting that. And so they said, well, we have learned about this special financing program for senior homeowners. We'd like to explore that. And he was adamant against it. But they met with me, and we just explained the program, and they said, yeah, this is what we want to do. And I'm a very no-pressure guy. I mean, I just tell people their options, help them understand it, and then the option is clear whether they should do it or not. I don't push anybody into anything because I don't like people doing that to me. So they were able to receive their proceeds tax-free, pay off the hospital, and still remain in their home. So you're talking about life hitting you. You know, I mean, she thought she was protected. She got this policy, and yet it wasn't what she thought it was.
She had the double whammy, right? Not only did she get sick, but the thing that she was counting on to help her just wasn't there.
Mm. Yeah. I have another couple that was sent to me by a financial planner, and he had gotten sick and had to stop working, and Alex and Angela, their name, and she was able to still work, but it was only part-time. And with that income and just her Social Security, it just wasn't quite enough. But they had a lot of equity in their house. So we were able to get them monthly payments, $1,153 each month, tax-free. You think that made an impact in their bottom line and their budget?
Wow.
I have never met a more thankful couple than these guys. They were so grateful.
So instead of paying $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 in mortgage, they were receiving that.
Mm. In their case, they own their house free and clear, so they didn't have a mortgage. But things were still tight. So, you know, when you get sick and the medical bills stack up and you only have limited resources coming in with Social Security and a little part-time income, it doesn't go very far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I've learned in life, you mentioned the financial planner who was desperately against you, them talking to you, it's because that would take control and power out of his hands, because a lot of these guys, they're motivated by money. And by knowing you, and I've known you since January, and I've seen you in action, I know one thing: you come from the heart. And that just trumps anybody else's efforts as far as I'm concerned, because people, when they sit down and talk to you, they know that you're coming from the heart. You got their best interest in mind. It's not about money. It's about what's best, the best decision for them. And you're just there to help them make the right decision for them, whether it's yes or no or whatever. And Kevin, I just got to tip my hat to you in that regard. You're just a fantastic guy. It's a pleasure for me and Dandy Don to know you. I just want to say that to you.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. It's that old Zig Ziglar quote: if you help enough people get what they want, you know, you don't have to worry about what you want, right? And that's just true. It's golden rule. Treat other people how you want to be treated.
That's exactly right. And many times I've shared with people what Solomon wrote in Proverbs 11:25. I'd like to share that today, if I may. Where the generous person, by watering others, they too will be watered. And there's a prerequisite in there. You got to give before you can receive. And that's true in everything. And that's what I see in you, because you're a giver. You like to give people information. You like to give people options. You like to share your knowledge and wisdom and relieve a lot of fear and pressure and financial freedom. That's the bottom line for them, isn't it?
Well, you know, Jim, my own family was impacted by this. My dad was a successful real estate investor in California in the 60s and 70s. At one point, he had 20 rental houses, which late 70s were probably worth $1 million, I'd say, in assets. And I remember the day he told me he had, quote unquote, made it. And his wife did not like cleaning the rental houses when people moved out, getting them ready for the next tenants. It's not pleasant work. It's dirty work. So One by one, they started selling off those rental houses, which impacted their income. The way I say it is, he had 20 golden geese that were laying eggs every month, providing income for the family, and one by one, they sold them off. My dad actually died penniless.
Wow.
In a state-run facility with roommates, diminished care, etc., because he had depleted his assets. And that's when I decided I didn't want that to happen to people. I really wanted to make retirement better for people. So I've got one more story if we have time.
Sure, let's do it to it.
And maybe this is the best one. So Ed and Susan had come to me, referred by an estate planning attorney, and they were in their mid-70s, and they had some shame about not having enough money. They didn't think they had a big enough retirement account and such. A lot of people feel that way. And when I shared with them how this senior financing program can offer a line of credit that can grow 4 to 6% a year, guaranteed, compound interest, insured, protected from the market, any market downturn, and when they draw the money, it's tax-free, they said, that sounds too good to be true. But it isn't. It isn't. So what this did for them is they were able to get into this program. They didn't need the money immediately. So the line of credit's going to grow year after year. And then when they get to the point, probably sometime in their 80s, when they do need to start drawing on the money, they got a whole pot of money they can draw from.
That's really amazing. And to know that it's tax-free, I mean, that is another great, huge benefit for them, because that way they're not penalized for using their funds. And again, before we close today, I want to ask Kevin if he would be so kind to give the website, the seniorflexloan.com, is that right? And your phone number, would you share that with us?
Yeah, seniorflexloan.com has lots of good resources there, videos, testimonies, blogs, articles, FAQ, etc., a whole litany of knowledge. By the way, I also wrote a book called The Swiss Army Knife for Retirement Cash Flow. People can go to reversemortgagebook.info, or they can find it on Amazon and pick it up. It's 32 stories of how people have used home equity to improve their lives in the areas of cash flow, housing, medical dream, and legacy. And then you asked about the phone number. That's 877-251-9709.
That's really amazing because, you know, learning about the program here over the last couple of weeks, you know, and hearing Don talk about it and in meeting and hearing you give your presentation you're going to be giving tomorrow at Rotary, I've learned a lot about it. And it's really amazing because you're talking about relieving financial pressure. You're talking about people being able to live the life that they want to live and not be penniless or be broke or, you know, worry about how to buy groceries. My goodness gracious. I mean, that to me is what I'd call financial freedom. I mean, Dandy, that sounds like financial freedom to me. How about you, brother?
It does. And worrying about money is, it really can wear on you. So, we love what you're doing, Kevin. Anybody out there who they're concerned, they may not have saved enough, that they may not be set up, it's not your fault, but call Kevin. Call Kevin, learn more about this. It might be a good fit for you.
Absolutely, because ladies and gentlemen, Don and I, we've known Kevin for some time, and he's the kind of person that he will answer your questions, and he will help you make the right decision for you. And that's just the kind of person that he is, because he loves being a good servant and helping people, because that's what your true calling is. You found your true calling. And the story that you shared about your dad and the situation he went through, my goodness gracious, you've got some skin in this game, don't you, brother?
I do. And that's really what I want to do, Jim, is to change the retirement story from fear and uncertainty, which that is the story for many Americans, to one of happily ever after. And I really want to give a shout out to Don and you too, Jim, because I went to the training earlier this year, which was so helpful. And then Don just held my hand through the whole crafting of my talk and just really helping me tighten it up and polish it and make it so people can understand it. It's been so beneficial to me, and I'm so grateful. I really want to thank you guys.
Well, you're more than welcome. And Dandy Don, he is also known as the speaking geek.
Yes, I am. I am.
He earned that title, right, Dandy?
I am. And I can't wait to hear you give that talk tomorrow, Kim.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday. I'm Jim Grant. Have a wonderful week.